field research in the Grand Canyon is just restarting after being banned all spring as a coronavirus precaution. Reporter Judy Faze of Inside Climate News visited last year before the pandemic and discovered why this data gathering is crucial for the environment in the national park and for the millions of people who rely on the water that runs through it.
Deep inside the red rock walls at the bottom of the Grand Canyon is where humpback chub hang out along the edges of the rushing Colorado River. Dennis Harris works with the U.S. Geological Survey, capturing the fish by stunning them with electricity in the water.
We liken it to an alien abduction.
The chubs tell their friends about back in the neighborhood.
Yeah, God, they came and took me away, and there was this big craft and lights, and I was drawn to the silver ball, and I don't know why. And they scooped me up in a net and took me to the mothership and brought me back here. And then all their friends go, yeah, right.
This spring, COVID-19 delayed fish counting, but fish science is truly important here. 40 million people in 7 states rely on Colorado River water for irrigation, drinking, and even hydropower. Endangered chubs stand in for the environment's health, and they'll be helping states, federal agencies, and the tribes decide how to manage the river for decades to come. The basin itself has drifted into alien territory lately. Current water agreements were drawn up in a fundamentally different world when the Colorado was gushing. Now, river flows are down 20% after 2 decades of drought, and climate scientists predict that could double or triple, just as the basin tribes want to develop their unused share of the river.
The pie is getting smaller.
Jack Schmidt leads the Center for Colorado River Studies at Utah State University. He says more users sharing less water means new pressure to revamp longstanding water agreements and a reckoning for anyone thinking they should keep getting the same share they've always gotten.
They can't keep the size of that slice when the whole pie is getting smaller.
Schmidt's team is digging into climate impacts on water supply and how fish might respond to follow-on changes to habitat. He says upcoming negotiations could bring future Colorado River management down to earth, factoring in the environment and climate while still providing clean energy and life-giving water throughout the basin.
I am actually very hopeful. I believe that climate change and the need to renegotiate agreements has brought us together.
Tribes have priority rights to a big share of Colorado River water, 1/5. But they were not at the table when the so-called water buffaloes divvied up the Colorado in the past.
The system's going to protect itself to perpetuate, you know, what it already does.
Daryl Vigil of the Jicarilla Apache tribe leads the 10 tribes partnership.
It benefits those who already are doing okay. Familiar story, right?
Excluding basin tribes from the water bargaining table amounts to environmental injustice, he says, and that's got to end.
Let's figure out a way to better deal with each other on a sovereign-to-sovereign basis.
Water and the environment are living beings to Vigil, so it's never made sense to treat the Colorado like some giant plumbing system. Now, 4 decades of science have transformed that view by measuring how operations at Glen Canyon Dam harm the national park downstream.
This data set is really valuable in looking at where we've been in 20 years of drought.
Scott Vanderkoy of the U.S. Geological Survey heads the research that's already led to fiddling with the knobs on the Colorado's flows, restoring sandy beaches where 20,000 rafters camp each year, tracking vegetation, endangered species, wildlife, and even insect diversity. Vanderkoy doubts much has been lost because of the coronavirus pause this spring.
We believe the information we'll be able to collect the remainder of this summer will be sufficient to detect these longer-term trends.
Scientists are resuming those alien abductions deep in the canyon.
Unfortunately, no humpback chub, but we got a couple other species.
The research is bringing focus to the Colorado's real-world questions. But the data alone won't decide the river's future. Only people can do that. I'm Judy Faze.